Are you mechuyev afterwards?
Magid.
Because if it's a pturainis, right? If it's only pturainis, so good. So the minute the einis is over, then they go back to the chiyuv. Maybe you mechuyev to go back. Or I'll tell you maybe a little more. How much sleep? Let's say I'm dozing off. Am I still potter? When the taich is ache tachtefen ushina, mamish fall asleep. What is ache tachtefen ushina? Could be explained once we understand why is the shir ache tachtefen ushina. That's the shir for today. Okay. The idea is that once we know what ache tachtefen ushina means, then we can understand what ache tachtefen. I'm sorry. Once we know why, then we can understand maybe what. Right? What's the shear? What is it? If it's oinus, then it plays a big role in understanding what the shear of Achet Tachtefen. What does it mean? Okay. Tell me, why is there a halacha to be oisik the entire night on Haggadah? Well, why is it that way?
Halacha is arisen shuv.
Oh, so the truth is, the lashon of the Rosh is chayiv. What does it mean, chayiv? Very strange lashon. Chayiv Adam. Whatever it is, you spoke, you yaitza. That's all. You want to be a little arayz of meshubach? Fine. But what's the lashon of chayiv Adam? It's a meidik diyuk. What does it mean, chayiv Adam? So the truth is, maybe chayiv doesn't mean chayiv. Chayiv. Maybe chayiv means takareiz meshuvach. Maybe it means you should do it because it's the right thing. You know, a lot of people say, it's only a good inyan. So what? That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Some people say, it's only a good, it's a milo. Yes, what, you're not a bal milo? Yeah, a lot of people say, yarishmaim ra'il hachmer. Yes, what, you're not a yarishmaim? Just be yarishmaim. It's only a machmer tavala. So be a machmer. I wish to call raya to it. If you take a look, it says, "Kol shloy amash loy shadvar meilu lo yatzi yedei chay vasay chay." Right? You're not yoytzi. You didn't say these three things. You're not yoytzi. So the Ran says, "Lo yatzi hinder mitzvah." He didn't. He wasn't yoytzi karoi mamish. But you said the word lo yatzi. So you see, chayim and lo yatzi could also be what, even on a lechatchil on a din.
So what does Iran say again?
Iran says it doesn't mean layatza. If you didn't say these three things, you're to CPT. It's trying. It means layatza. Proper way. But it says layatza. It's machlokes. But you see that the word layatza, according to the Iran, can mean all right. Mamish layatza.
How does everyone read the chayiv?
The chayiv of course is an inyan. So chayiv to do it. Why should I'm just saying could mean. I'm not. I'd rather hold that's what it means. The word chayiv is a very strong lashon shochet. Okay. Question: where it comes from? I mean, if you just mean extra, if that's all you mean is extra, it's a big chiddush to say the word chayiv.
It's stira in the thing itself.
Yeah.
It's chayiv or
meshubah. It's a stira, right? Okay. Now, okay. So everybody understands what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to know bechlal where does the halacha come from? See. So now we've dealt with what does it mean ach tachtefen ushina. Why is this the shir? Now the chla, why is this the halacha? I mean, what kind of halacha? Call a laila. Yeah, tell me, you have to take a lulav. You have to take it the whole night, the whole day. The mitzvah take lulav, the mitzvah a whole day. You're right. There's an inyan to take it a whole day.
What?
Yerushalayim needs to, right. Yerushalayim needs to walk around the lulav. Good, but not chayiv. There's no mission that says chayiv adam lekachas a lulav ach tachtefen ushina.
But can you be yotzi if you're just reading, let's say, have a good pirushim on Agada? Yotzi magid?
To who?
If you're just reading pirushim.
Sure.
Why not?
You have to say it over.
Okay, so Bekitzer, the question is. So the question becomes, what does the word chayiv mean? What does it mean, chayiv? What is the translation of chayiv? Okay. I saw an interesting Abar Benel. Abar Benel writes, Leil Shimurim. Oh. Therefore, you're supposed to be up through the night. Because it's a Leil Shimurim. It's a night of that you stay up on watch, on guard. because in the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a Leil Shimurim. They were up all night. If you looked at Ibn Ezra, in Parshas Bo'i, Perikud Beis Pasuk Mem Beis brings this on the Pasuk Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim, to be up all night. So then comes our Meridik Avart. It's not so much the Haggadah. It's not so much the Maggid. That's Mechayiv the whole night. It's the whole night that's Mechayiv the Maggid. He's supposed to be up through the night. The Tefenu Shina is not a shear in how much Maggid. There's an inyan to be up all night.
Why say Maggid? Do eat Korban Pesach all night?
Because that's what
he's...
Memeli up all night talking about Mitzrayim.
As opposed to playing cards.
Right. Comes out of Mari the Kavart, so you do a different mitzvah. We'll do CPT as mitzvah.
That's the only mitzvah.
Oh, you want to eat all night long, 10 hours?
So there are other mitzvahs.
You can't eat so much.
What other
mitzvahs? Because it's a Leil Shimur about you, Tzias Mitzrayim.
Okay,
you hear?
Where's the Ibn Ezra?
Ibn Ezra's in Parshas Bo'i, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Mem Beis. Comes a Chidush Nifle, Givaldik, yeah? Beautiful. Yeah, you like it? Comes out big Chiddush. Parshit, you learn that Ashitach Tefenu Shina is a shear in the Haggadah. Now we're learning, maybe according to Ebenezer, that Ashitach Tefenu Shina takes on a thing for itself. The idea is not to sleep. The idea is to be up all night. My thing is, so then Ashitach Tefenu Shina, the Shina gets the best of you. You see what it means? It's a p'tur because the pshat got overcome by sleep. You should be doing this all night, staying up all night doing this. You like it?
Okay.
Comes out that Achetach Tefenu Shina doesn't mean that there's a shear till you go to sleep. You should be staying up. You should be pushing the sleep. The idea is not to sleep. Till the sleep overcomes you. Remember I asked, told you one of the types of attachment you can mean that you push and push and push. Taka should stay up. Till the sleep takes over you. Because the word is, it's not about the Haggadah. It's about the not sleeping. It's a Leil Shimurim. There's a locha to be up all night like by Shavuot. So then I have a question for you. So what would be after you fell asleep and you woke up? So maybe still mechuyev. What's the shaila? Like a tainus, right? Is the pshat is the whole night? So once you blew it, so to speak. Once you don't have the whole night, I got this up a shtickle paisik that says like this. I don't know what he's talking about. Then once you fell asleep, so you don't have this Leil Shimurim, this Ibn Ezra, this
Amar Ben Elul.
Yeah. I don't know.
What was this?
That's his mark. Because the whole thing is this: that the Leil
Shimurim. In other words, once
you fell asleep,
for the tainus, so
the game is over.
Once you ate on a tainus, it's over. Is it? I don't know. Tell me, if you ate on a tainus, you're supposed to continue fasting, huh? What's he talking about? That's just,
he brought down the case of
tainus. No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the tainus was a little too much to handle.
Tainus isn't the actual yachal. No, it just says the din is that once you eat, you got to go fast.
Because it's the din of the yayin. If the din of the yayin is to spend the yayin fasting, so he's fataiching the Leil Shimurim, the din of the not sleeping. And I'm fataiching it's the din of the air kalalaila, to be up all night.
Same thing, not sleeping.
No, yeah, okay, so obviously it makes a difference. You see, in this case, it makes a difference. If it's to be up all night, so the minute I fell asleep, so what? But now that I'm up, so I'll continue being up. Continue. But if it's not to go to sleep, so once I fell asleep, it's over. So according to him, what happens if I fell asleep in the middle of the night? I'm not Yoitzel, I'm Afreya. I don't know. Let's say a guy fell asleep. That's it, like Sphiri, he lost the whole thing.
He did whatever he did.
I don't know, maybe not. According to him, he was supposed to be up all night. You lost.
What is this him? What is him? What's that for?
I don't want to say who the him is because I'm arguing vehemently on him.
How can we defend him if you don't know what he says?
There's nothing to defend. I'm trying to show you that this is what he says. It's defenseless. It's a defenseless pshat. It's not mucha. The Ryan is a good Ryan, but the haichacha, it's not mucha.
I have a feeling
who is it?
Should I say?
Yeah.
I would venture to say it's Shulas Chalamas, Ma'adabuzvanim.
No, he says better.
He has these kind of things.
But he says a lot better usually. And this person also says usually a lot better. Just Bunti said it's Narishkeit. Okay, so what are you going to do? It's just not Mulcha.
So if you woke up in the morning, it's everybody agreed. You pass.
If you woke up in the morning.
No, this is Shalai only in the middle.
Shabbos, right?
No, this is only in the middle of the night.
The middle of the night. A guy falls asleep in the middle of the night. And then he wakes up. For example, you fell asleep, you hear? You fell asleep. If you fell asleep in the middle of the meal, right. They wake you up. Are you Mukhlim now, Magid? He's trying to say maybe not. Because since the whole Achitech Defend Rashina is only because of. It's only because of what? No? It's only because of Leil Shimurim. So once it's Leil Shimurim, you blew it and that's all and finished. It's over. Not blew, it's over and finished. Not Leil Shimurim. So Lushitasa, you want your Yoytzim L'chatchila because you missed the mile. Like by Sfira, you missed your Sfira. You know, we make a bracha by Sfira. Are you talking about Yoytza by Sfira if you blow it in the middle? It's a big shayla. That's not so push, huh? By women, they talk about it because women aren't supposed to start because they're not going to continue. By men, you see the pashas, you will continue, therefore you're allowed to make a bracha. And a chanami, if you knew that you weren't going to continue, talking about make a bracha. So maybe and a chanami, if you know that you can't be up all night, so there would be no inyan actually tech defend the shina b'chalal maybe. Let's say you know that l'chatchila you can't. Full of good stuff. I hold Rav Shlomo Zalman would have said the shiur. That's exactly what Rav Shlomo Zalman would be saying in shiur. This is the
yana. He still needs to count even if he knows he's not going to say bracha.
But without a bracha though.
Right, so there's no bracha in the guest.
No, but I'm trying to say maybe you're not mechuyif to push yourself. You know you're not going to be kind of Indian anyway. Or maybe not. Yeah, maybe l'chatchila anyway, the Indian. I don't know. I'm clearing nice shaylos for you. Let's say a guy's an old man, he knows anyway it's not negay, he's not going to be up all night. So maybe there's no chiv to push himself, because not going to be the kind of Leil Shimur.
I feel someone a person really wants, could not
every
sleep.
Every person has his own.
I don't know what you're talking about. Old people. Why do you think
that?
The guy can't be up all night. The guy's exhausted.
If you really have to stay up, he'll stay up.
The guy's exhausted, he works like a... Some people are falling, they drink wine, they're falling asleep. One of the things the Rosh says is not to drink extra wine the night. That's what he says, because you have to be up all night. That's the Rosh. The Rosh is saying don't drink wine extra because then you might fall asleep. That's what I'm saying. Well, you know how many people could stay up? Who could stay up?
So better to drink.
It's definitely hard.
After
okay,
the work.
Okay, let's go back. I don't
know
what
you're
doing.
No.
What a taina. An interesting part. Is this chayiv? Chayiv? And it's mitzad the din of Yigadah to Labincha Hagada? Or is this chayiv the Harezim Meshubach? If it's the Harezim Meshubach, right? Which is interesting. Why? Because Achitech Tefen Rishina is the Lashon of the Rosh, which is brought down Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon of the Tosefta is Chayiv Adam to the whole night, and it's not Achitech Tefen Rishina. So the Pasha Psha you have to say is Anachanami, because if it's a Zayit Kibturainis, then Anachanami, the Techiv is Taka the whole night. And there is no Shiva Achitech Tefen Rishina. The whole Achitech Tefen Rishina is only because of Aynas. Because you see that Tosefta doesn't says Chayim Adam, he's Chayim all night. Okay? Like Dilma, we could come and say that the Taichis Chayim is Dareza Meshubach. Why is he use the Lashon of Chayim? You know, by Akaras HaToy, we use the Lashon of Chayim. Many want to say Areza Meshubach means he is Meshubach. What's Hareza Zeh? Who's the Zeh going on? Many Mepharshim Magadha say Zeh, the act. Other Rishonim learn Zeh, the person. Why is he more Meshubach? So they say Amuna. The more you speak about, the more Amuna you get. That's how the Sfura Magdoishim write. The Sfura Magdoishim are writing that the more you talk about Pesach, the more Amunah, and the more you're getting, it's Rosh Hashanah for Amunah, it's brought down the Sfura Magdoishim. Right? That if you talk about Amunah, you'll get Amunah. I want to tie a little different. Hareze Meshubach, I saw once a diuk. Hareze Meshubach could also mean in the past tense that he is already a Meshubach. So Zeh can mean the person, and Meshubach can mean in past tense. Pshat, a person who appreciates. It shows a shvach in a person that he's appreciative. He has a karas atayv. Chayiv Adam, because if you take a look, the lashon the Rambam always is that a person should speak about the nisim neflois that Hashem did, or that Hashem did what? Bavur za'as Hashem li. Chayiv Adam liris ask me lu yatzim mitzrayim. The lashon the Rambam is always that you have to talk about the nisim neflois shenasal aviseinu. With this, I answer Ma'idik Akashi. Hey, Ma'ishi, you missed a good chunk of shiur you just missed. I want to tie in an interesting part. What's the chayiv? Chayiv. So either you say chayiv is even on a reza meshubach says the word chayiv. Or you can come and say an interesting yisoid. Be'emes, it says in the Tosefta chayiv all night. That's the lashon chayiv adam lasik. He has to be Isaac all night. So then why would the Rosh bring down in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Ashtach Fenoshino? So if you learn Zayit Kibetur Oynis, because he fell asleep, what are you going to do? Okay, so that's Allah. The mitzvah is all night, and if you fall asleep, you fell asleep. But if you learn that the Shir is Ashtach Fenoshino, right? But if you learn the Shir is Ashtach Fenoshino, so what's the Taich of Chayim? Chayiv Adam, Chayiv, a person's Chayiv. So I want to say in Moridi Kavort, Be'emes, Hareza Meshubach, Kalamar Belasap, Hareza Meshubach. So Pashi learns, he's doing a good thing. And what's the Meshubach? Hareza Meshubach, because he's doing a Hidur in the mitzvah. Hareza Meshubach. We don't find usually when you say Hidr, Hareza Meshubach, we don't find that anywhere. For example, Hadlak is near Chanukah, Hidr Mitzvah, it says Hareza Meshubach. It doesn't use such a lush. But let's say it means that. Okay. Other than the first one, Hareza means the person. Hareza, this person is Meshubach. Why is he Meshubach? And the answer is, Amuna, right? See the Shesvarim, the more you talk about Amuna, it's called Rosh Hashanah for Amuna. That's what we call the night of Pesach. It's Rosh Hashanah for Amuna, that if you have Sipur, you'll get tons and tons of Amuna from Hashem. Like Rosh Hashanah, if you daven, you get good stuff. Okay. Kitzer, Hareza Meshubach could also mean in the past tense. He is already a Meshubach. Many Mefarshim without God will learn that way. So I want to say, what's the taich? Because if a person's makir taif, that's a sign that he's a meshubach. It's a trait. A meshubach dik person, a good person, is makir taif. The yisoid of Pesach is bavur za'as Hashem li, tzeisim b'mitzrayim. You look in that God, it says clearly, lanu, aviseinu, it's us, it's our fathers, right? You see the lashon chayiv again. Chayiv Adam. What's the chayiv Adam liris esatzma? It's a course of time. Chayiv Adam. The word chayiv. Yeah, you did for me. You did an unbelievable thing. And with this, I answer Maridik Akasha. When you're Maridik Akasha, Maral says, how could we talk about Hashem's greatness? Mi malu gvuras Hashem. It says you can never finish Hashem's greatness. How could you talk about Hashem's greatness? The more you say, the less you make it, it says clearly, right? You say clearly, we only say what Moshe said, because the more you make it, the less you make it. This is the morale's kasha. I hope it's not a kasha. Why? Because if you talk about Hashem's greatness as greatness, but if you say what Hashem did for you, but if you talk about Hashem's greatness, it's mechayim meisim. You're right. Mi amal gvuras Hashem. Hashem is infinite. But the chiyav akaras atoyv doesn't mean Hashem, thank you for what you did to me. Lo yisavi seinu bilvad gal eloi sanu. You did it to me. Abadi, you say thank you and thank you and thank you. You shouldn't stop saying thank you. You like it? I say good stuff. Let's go back.
Like my territory. Beautiful.
Yeah, famous Kash to the Maral. Okay. Now, we have to say another Pshat. Why? Maybe the taich is hareza meshubach takahidr mitzvah.
Yeah,
I put the kriyah of shat. Yeah.
It's makir tovah. Right, so
therefore it's chayiv. So yeah, what is a kriyah
from
makir tovah?
So you have to
kriyah
until shina and
makir tovah.
What?
How do you put makir tovah and shina? No, so achet tachtefenu shina is a lashon of till you can't anymore. It's an expression of till you can't.
And the chiyuv is because of makir tovah.
Makir tovah, yeah. A person has to say, Rabbi Yishai, thank you, till he can't anymore.
But again, the shina becomes a tachtah.
That's right. I'm asking. Because it's taken out of chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv with a shear. Achet tachtefenu shina, he's saying a taich. Till he can't anymore. That's achet tachtefenu shina. That's Ashi Tachtefenu. Huh? Can't anymore.
And what about the first shot?
Huh?
The first shot.
No, the first shot, Ashi Tachtefenu Shina, means...
Exactly what you said.
Yeah.
What do you mean exactly?
Ashi Tachtefenu Shina can mean till he... It's a patur. But it's a patur in the shear itself. Or the Ashi Tachtefenu Shina can mean... that there's a chiv that's ongoing, it never stops. You're trying to say that there's taka never an end to the chiv. Achitach tefenashina. It's a murray to get the hair. Achitach tefenashina could mean that there is no shear. It's another way of saying the shear is till you can't anymore. Like by Talmud Torah. You know, by Talmud Torah, there's taka halacha, that there's no bracha achrayin. Why is there no bracha achrayin? Because the shear is taka vaita. And had you been able to, you should have continued. That's Achitachtefenashina. It ends only because it ended. That's the only reason why it ends. Because it's Takanoshi. You know, in camp they used to say, time for learning never ends.
Which camp?
All camps they say. Time for learning never ends. They used to announce it. Time for learning never ends. But the time for learning has now ended.
Yeah.
They used to say in all the camps, time for learning never ends. But learning groups are over, something like that. Yeah? The time for Akaras HaTayv never ends. The time for Akaras HaTayv never ends. Right? But, that's Asher Tachtefenashin. Okay. The other pshat that we have to say is, could the Areza Meshubach is Takehidur Mitzvah? It's Takehidur Mitzvah. It's Takehidur Mitzvah. Okay. Takehidur Mitzvah. So then what's the Taich? So the yeshivas, they say a very interesting part. Very, very interesting part. There's a halacha that you're taki yoitza with one word.
Magi.
You know, you're yoitza with one word?
Magi.
Yeah. One word. I'll tell you how we see this. First of all, there's a riff that says that the reason why we don't make a bracha on the Haggadah, because you already ate in the Kiddush when you said Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. So it's finished. Technically, you already ate in the mitzvah. Good, so it's not like Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim's mashman is in Sipur. There's a mitzvah Schir, there's a mitzvah Sipur. Obviously, the riff was learning that this is already either Sipur or that's... Not there is no mitzvah, right? Reb Chaim.
Litzias Mitzrayim is already a Sipur. You already think about having.
Fine, however you want to say it, but that's a riff. The Rashba says that the reason why there's no bracha is because it's such a mitzvah that you can do with one word. It's not shaykh bracha on it. Egypt. Let's go. Finished. Yaitza. Famous Rashba. Rashba says that any bracha, any mitzvah which is sky with one word can't have a bracha which is bigger than that mitzvah, bigger than the mitzvah.
About Lima Torah.
Lima Torah is probably more or less.
Hey, I can be yaitza with one word, no?
I don't think it'd be yaitza with one word. You have a chiyuv to learn every word. You can be yaitzi your minimum, but there's a mitzvah for a maximum. Here, there's no maximum. So the question becomes: so these mefarshim.
How do you use one word
anyway? The Rashba says I'm yaitzi. Look in the Rashba. The Rashba says clearly I can be yaitzi with one word. So, okay, let's see, he means two words. I don't know. That's what he says. That's the famous Rashba. It's very famous. Rashba, Yoitzu b'mila. Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. No, there's no shit, there's nothing. It's one word, right? Yoitzu. Minimum, maximum, Yoitzu. That's what he means. Many want to say that. Many want to say what he means. That's what it means. Since it can be Yoitzu one word, so there's no shit, so therefore there's no minimum, there's no maximum. So you have to know, there's two. Look at Achrayim. Achrayim talked that there's two ways how to learn this Rashba. I know what you're talking about. There's two ways how to learn this Rashba. Okay. So the question is, these Rishonim and Mefarshim obviously didn't argue with Chayv Adam all night, right? They didn't argue with Harezim Meshuvah. They didn't argue with all this. So what does it mean? Teretz. I'll tell you a Meirdik Teretz. Yeah. You ready? I'll tell you a Meirdik Teretz. Hareza Meshuvah is a hiddur mitzvah. For example, Adlakas Ner Chanukah. You have the Ikka mitzvah. And what else do you have? You have the mitzvah Mahadrim Min HaMahadrim. That's what they say in the Yeshiva world. One word, whatever it is the mitzvah. And then there's the Mahadrim. Memela. The Brisker Rav's Torah about Hiddur applies. What's the Brisker Rav's Torah? That Hiddur is only B'shas the mitzvah. Meaning I take the mitzvah and I'm a Mahadir the mitzvah. To add separate stuff to the mitzvah, that doesn't work. The Raya, because the Rambam says, Kal Amarich, whoever's Marich B'dvarim Eilu. Right? Lashon the Rambam always says he's Marich B'dvarim Eilu. What do you mean Marich B'dvarim Eilu? Say more stuff. I mean, what's Marich B'dvarim Eilu? Knows he takes the core of it and he furthers it, he embellishes it, he adds to it. Because since the mitzvah is the sipur, and in the sipur there's a mitzvah to add to it, so it's marich bidvarim eilu. That he's marich in these things. Look at the Lashon Rambam. You have the Rambam there? Does anyone have the Rambam?
Rambam. Zmani. Madim Zmani.
You understand what I'm saying? You understand? It's a beautiful point. Hiddur mitzvah always is, you know what hiddur mitzvah is? The mitzvah itself. And in the mitzvah I add to make it nice. The moment the mitzvah is over, you can't have a hiddur. It's finished. You can't have hiddur after a mitzvah, right? The Brisker approves it from Tzitzna Ma'akim by Mila. Halacha is on Shabbos, if I'm cutting, right? While I'm cutting, and I didn't stop, I can go back on Tzitzit Sheina Makna. But the moment I stop, I can't go back. Why not? Because since it's there's certain parts of the Mila, it's only Hiddur, it's only for the niceness. Once I stop, there's no Hiddur Mitzvah, nicer Mitzvah. While I do the Mitzvah, there's Hiddur Mitzvah. Okay? Yeah.
If you're Yotze with one candle already on Chanukah, as you do the Mitzvah, how can you add?
It's the Mais Hadlaka. As a bimatl, while I'm bimatl. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, no. By the Rambam, no.
Where is this?
Perik Ches. Halacha Aleph, no. No, no, so then it's Perik Zayin. I'm sorry, forgive me. It's the beginning of Perik Zayin. Mitzvah Saseh. What's a Mitzvah Saseh? Stop in Benisim and Floy, Shanasa? Okay, go ahead. Right, then he brings Kiddush and the whole business. Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Lashon Marich? It's a very funny expression.
Moisiv.
It's not Moisiv, it's Marich. it's being marech, which you, they say in the yeshiva, it means to
expand.
Must spin. You have to expand on those things.
Marech means the thing itself.
The thing itself.
Most of
it is to add. Not kol ha-moisiv, but kol ha-marech. That's the deek that they say. No, I'm saying, but the more is all hidder in the actual thing. Okay. Remeila comes out of very big chiddush. Let's say I'm talking Haggadah. Yeah. I'm talking Haggadah. Yeah. And I fell asleep. Now I want to continue.
Back on the table.
Could I continue? No, I'm finished. Because since the whole Indian is to add to the Iker, so the moment Achitach Tefenushina, it's over. That's how they say in the Yeshiva. That's the Yeshiva Shatayra on Achitach Tefenushina.
So it's over once you call.
That's right.
So that's what that tshuva says.
That's right. That's what they want to say. Well, that tshuva is not talking about this. That tshuva is, I'm saying with the maril. I'm saying whatever it is, I'm saying this is the yeshiva they say that. Since it has to do with hidden mitzvah, once the fanashino coined the brisker of, it's finished. I have to argue with this also.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you why. What is the raya? What is the raya? The raya is from Rav Gamliel that they were oisik all night in the Seder. Tell me, you ate, you're eating, right? So wait a minute, that's stop, no? So what are you talking about? You're not saying in the Haggadah, the case of the thing was till the morning. Right? Is when?
Before the
Suda. Before the Suda. Before the Suda. Right? So how could you be married? How could you be Maisif? There's a hafsek of the Suda. There's a hafsek of the Suda. Unless you say a moiridik and moiridik and chidit.
Again the question.
That the eating of the meal is a chalik of the seafood. That's why we eat besef according to the
Rambam.
In other words, otherwise it's a hefsik. If you're saying that he can't have a hefsik.
Right, suda is my hefsik.
So what's Rabbi's question? One second.
You're making suda.
Make a suda, so you're having a hefsik.
So the answer is that it's not a hefsik.
It's not a hefsik. So you see, you have to learn that the suda is not a hefsik. It's a chelik of the CPT is the trying.
How?
It's a mari de kavart. It's a mari de kavart.
So you cannot go outside, come down.
Huh?
You cannot go outside. Not.
Oh, so I'm saying, if you went outside, you made a hefsek.
So please, someone's matzik by speaking politics.
Yeah, politics, nonsense.
Hey, right?
So maybe
it's nonsense. Also,
I don't know, maybe, but you're pushing it.
Part of my,
you're definitely pushing it.
No, let's say you melave the orchim. You're going home now. You're orchim.
Okay. It's a mitzvah. Again, I'm just being moira according to this, but I have another problem. What's my other problem? The b'shash yesh matzah mar menachem lefanecha is only till 12. Only till Chatzos. So is it shayich where the ikar mitzvah can't be done that the hiddah could still be a part of that? You're trying to say that the hiddah has to be a chelik of a mitzvah, but isn't the mitzvah sipur, the yisoid of the mitzvah sipur over by 12 o'clock because it's tali b'shash yesh matzah mar menachem lefanecha? That's a good question. Unless you learn from here's a raya, then b'shash yesh matzah mar menachem lefanecha goes all night like the people that hold that way. Many hold, alright, so it's b'shash, yeah, but chatois, it has to be the brisk of chatois. Because if you learn that the whole din of the marech and moisif, the whole din of marech and moisif is totally in the etzim kiyum, if the etzim kiyum is only till 12, who says that you can be marech after that? Maybe, yeah, maybe since it's connected. So the hiddah could be even. So, for example, let's say I lit Chanukah licht. Let's say I lit the ikur neiris by the zman of the next morning, right? By lois hashachar, and I made the hiddah afterwards. I don't know. Let's stop over here.